What are their names?
Sherry Ann and Gloria Noton.
What would you mind telling Mrs. Carpenter what her children's names are? Yeah?
Sherry and Gloria.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She got all excited. And let's see. Which one of you girls has been married the longest here? How long miss for you, Mrs. Carpenter?
3 years.
Three? And you?
A year and a half.
And you were... Oh, well, you're the 14 years. Gonna say, I'm just going to use that as a reference, see what we do. And you've married how long?
29.
How old is your wife? There. And I was about to say, how old is your wife? And if you'd said 12 years, Ben, it'd been conniption fit to pay right down here. Goodness me. I wonder, how many nights a week do you ladies get out and leave your husband home to babysit? About once a week? That's fair enough. I'm all for that. Right after this record here, we're going to ask the question that's going to be worth 2 free passes, to the Fox Theater. And I'll tell you, the question is not going to be a silly one like that Statue of Liberty thing. It might even be silly, I don't know. Let's listen to Kenny Gardner sing with the Guy Lombardo Trio and, of course, the Guy Lombardo Orchestra, Marshmallow Moon.
This same old moon above, wish she could join me watching on this night so right for love. There's a marshmallow moon in a velvet sky tonight, and soon we'll be together. This same old moon above, wish she could join me watching on this night so right for love. There's a marshmallow moon in the velvet sky tonight, and soon we'll be together in the moon's mellow.
Kenny Gardner singing with the Lombardo Trio and Guy Lombardo and his orchestra singing their Decca arrangement of Marshmallow Moon. Just had a listener called up some of the suggestions he was making. Here's the question that's going to be worth 2 free passes to the Fox Theater. And this is a question that each and every one of you cooking at the coffee time with us tonight can participate in. It's a question that... requires a guessing answer. I don't think anybody can write out and out unless they've seen the question can give me the correct answer, or unless you've read it someplace else. So I'm going to go around to everybody and ask for an answer. And to the person who comes the closest, go the 2 free passes to the Fox Theater. Here's what I want to know. So start making a guess right now. When I get to your table, have an answer ready. Approximately... how many words are there in the English language? See what I mean? Okay, we'll start on this side and just work our way down. Your name again was what?
Lee G. Moore.
Lee, and what's your answer?
I
Just make a guess. You can't lose anything.
50,000 million?
50,000 million? Okay, remember that. Remember that. Don't forget it, because I'll get all confused. Catherine, how many?
About 10 million.
About 10 million. 50, going down. 50,000 million and 10 million. How many do you say?
60,000.
60,000. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, from the other birthday child, let's find out, Rosie, how many do you think?
I think about 10,000.
About 10,000. Okay. Ben, how many do you think?
Oh, about six.
About six what?
Thousand.
Six words? Oh, 6,000. Okay. And how many from you, sir?
Oh, some of these politicians, about 100,000.
100,000. Well, you don't even need that much for the YMCA, do you?
No.
I'll tell you. 100,000. How many do you say?
5,000.
You say 5,000, and you?
I say 10,000.
You say 10,000. 5,000, 10,000. Okay, and then you?
About 300,000.
About 300,000. How about you?
About 12,000.
12,000, okay. 12,000 and 300,000. How about you?
Oh, then it's about a million.
About a million? How about you?
27 little letters. Oh, 250,000.
250,000. Where do you get this 27 little letters? What?
Letters in the alphabet.
Huh?
The letters in the alphabet.
And what did you do? Did you multiply them by something?
No, they're just made into words.
Oh, and your answer was what?
250,000.
250,000. There's a lady who thought about it a little bit. How many do you say, Louise?
500,000.
500,000. Okay, and how many do you say?
I don't know.
Well, let's just pick a number out of the hat.
Oh, 8,000.
8,000. Okay. How about you?
100,000.
100,000. Okay. How about you?
Between 50 and 70,000.
Between 50 and 70,000. I haven't forgotten you. I'm just going around the other way. So if you're sitting over here. What happened? I flipped my lasso around and I just about... Grandma's big feet. Goodness. All right, what's your answer?
22,000.
22,000. golly sake. How many did you say again, Louise? Huh? How many?
I think I said 150,000.
150,000. And, huh? Did you said 500,000?
I don't remember what it was.
And you said 250,000. And you said 100,000. And somebody had... You said 300,000. She said 550,000. And the correct answer is 455,000. So, I guess that makes Louise the closest, doesn't it? Does everybody agree with me? Goodness sakes, did you ever know that before? I had never realized that. According to an analysis, 450,000 words is approximately the number of words in the English language. So, Louise, you're not going to go away empty-handed after all. You take these two free passes to the Fox Theater, and you and your friend or whoever you wish to take with you, just go and have a rip-rortin', snootin' good old time and enjoy yourself at the show at the Fox, will
you? Thank you, I shall.
Good detective story coming tomorrow. Oh,
wonderful.
Like those, don't you? Thank you, Louise.
Thank you.
That's your life. Let's play some more music. We have only 12 minutes left, and if nobody comes in who's been married longer than 38 years, he's already here. What are you pointing at him for?
He goes to bed at 9:30.
Well, what'd you say?
I said, I go to bed at 9:30.
Oh, you do?
I'm way behind.
Well, I tell you, the YMCA would never approve of that. Goodness gracious me. Neither would Rocky Mountain, would they? Let's listen to another record and then see what other kind of difficulties we can get into down here. I don't know why we picked this one out, but all of a sudden it was in the stack of records we had selected to play this evening, and judging from the reaction that we have received from some of the other records we've played featuring Alonzo and Oscar, this should do something. I don't know what. It's their latest Decca release, Charming Betsy, it's called.
Model Ford, but she gets there just the same.
She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Well, a rich girl, she lives in a big brick house. Poor gal, she does the same. Now my gal, she lives in the Nashville jail. But it's a brick house just the same. She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. But you can smell her just the same. She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me.
Oh, my. Well, we have to do that every once in a while. Novelty record on Decca label, Lonzo and Oscar singing all about Charming Betsy. Right now, we want to tell you about a charming radio, and you'll agree once you see the West's largest selling radio, and that, of course, is Packard Bell. The Packard Bell is available to discriminating listeners in Billings and the Midland Empire at Eddie's Radio, 4049 Montana Avenue in Billings. And here's why we make a statement like that. Because the Packard Bell is engineered in the West for the West. The models are unsurpassed for Western living. My friends, when you drop in at Eddie's Radio at 4049 Montana Avenue, you'll find radio phonograph combinations in exquisitely beautiful console cabinets. The Model 601 combination brings you Packard Bell's exclusive stationized dial with slide rule edge lighted tuning. This Packard Bell radio has a built-in antenna, a three-gang variable tuning condenser, a continuous tone control, automatic volume control, a 10-inch heavy-duty speaker, and a phonograph with three-speed automatic record changer that plays all standard sizes and speeds automatically. And I know that once you visit Eddie's Radio at 4049 Montana Avenue, you'll think of many, many more things that you can talk about the Packard Bell radio. And you'll be able to show with great pride your Packard Bell to all your friends when they drop in to see you. As a matter of fact, you'll thrill to the glorious reception, and you'll proudly exhibit the model of your choice available in, oh, mahogany, walnut, there's a maple, and, of course, the modern blonde oak finishes. So, friends, tomorrow, see the radio that's best for the West, the Packard Bell Radio, on display at Eddie's Radio, 4049 Montana Avenue. We'll play one more record. And I don't know. I think we're going to have a record of 38 years tonight as far as married couples are concerned. But right left, and it looks like I have the duty and the honor to announce that you and your wife are the winners tonight. The couple who has been married the longest, cooking at the coffee time with us this evening. Tell all the folks who you are again.
Mr. and Mrs. John Keith.
38 years.
38 right? years.
And it'll be 39 this fall.
Improving every year.
Well, that's fine. And what's the latest total on the YMCA right now?
176,000. We're 24,000 short, and we're going to get it.
Yes, sir.
We're going to open that building up this before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year. Well, good. I think that's a fine statement to make, and if anybody's listening right now and they'd like to make a contribution to help open the Y, what should they do?
Just put it in an envelope and mail it to the YMCA Building Fund, Billings.
That's good. How are you concerned with that corporation? Just interested in seeing it open, is that right? Have you got a brother here in Billings? A brother-in-law?
I got three brothers.
You have three brothers. Does one of them have a recording machine?
Yeah. Ed.
Yeah, it is, huh? No. That's what he's doing right now. He's recording your voice. Did you know that?
He's my son.
Oh, that's your son?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness sake. I don't know. He called tonight, you know that? And I didn't have too much time to talk to him. And he says, I want you to get over there and talk with that fella because I'm putting his voice on the tape here and I want him to come home and listen to it, okay? Now, I want you to be sure and bring your wife down here to the coffee time and pick out a full course meal for you and your wife that appeals to you, and it's yours on the house. And thanks very much for coming down tonight.
Thank you very much.
And that's it. Ben, how old is she?
29.
Okay. Thank you very much, Catherine, for coming down, and I know you'll enjoy your Tippett studio. You betcha. And Rosie, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Cliff.
How many years?
31.
Okay, fine. Turn on the theme song right now, Grant, and we'll just kind of drift and dream our way out of here. We're going to take a 25-minute intermission this evening. It's long enough for the latest news from the CBS newsroom. Then at 11:15, we'll hear the weather report from the Weather Bureau. And immediately following that, instead of coming down here at 20 minutes after 11, we're going to present the 5-minute program called This I Believe. And then promptly at 25 minutes after 11, we'll be cooking at the coffee time again. So come on down, friends, and join in the fun.